Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. The State TB Forum Naglen meeting was held in Kohima yesterday, where Commissioner and Secretary for Health and Family Welfare Anup Kinchi called for intensified efforts to achieve a TB-free Naglen in line with the Government of India's goal of eliminating tuberculosis. Mr. Kinchi stressed greater public participation through Jan Bhagidari, involvement of elected representatives, corporates under CSR and Nikshay Mitras, collaboration with private hospitals, and the setting up of TB screening kiosks at expos and festivals to enhance case detection. He also urged the use of the TB Mukt Bharat app and chatbot for awareness and sensitization. State TB Officer Dr. Akam Jamir said, under the program, Naglen covers 133 PHCs, UPHCs, 396 sub-health centers, and 1,390 villages and wards serving a population of 16.39 lakh. Of these, 6.19 lakh people are identified as high risk. Dr. Jami informed that 505 screening camps recorded over 30,926 footfalls and detected 853 TB cases. During the meeting, Mr. Kinchi also administered a pledge to forum members to work towards ending TB. The second phase of the Census 2027 training program for supervisors and enumerators in Mallory District concluded at the DB's Court, Deputy Commissioner's Office, Mallory, on Wednesday. The three-day program, which began on June 22, was attended by 48 supervisors and enumerators from Mallory Town and Pongkuri Block. Addressing the concluding session, Deputy Commissioner Puleshe K. Yeptomi said that reliable census data is essential for effective planning and development and called for accurate updating of self-enumeration records to ensure correct population figures. Highlighting that enumeration in urban and town areas would be particularly challenging, Mr. Yeptomi urged trainees to maintain accurate records and exercise utmost diligence during data collection. Deputy Commissioner Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang has informed that the District Administration Dimapur has declared Taheke Block 7 as infected zone after laboratory confirmation of African swine fever ASF in pigs. He informed that to prevent the spread of ASF, movement of pigs, piglets, pork, pork products, feed equipments, and other potentially contaminated materials into or out of the affected area has been restricted in line with government guidelines. The chief veterinary officer has been directed to carry out surveillance, sample collection, disinfection, culling where necessary, and other containment measures where the police and district authorities have been tasked with enforcing the restriction. Naglen is gearing up to conduct the National Immunization Day intensified pulse polio immunization campaign on June 28 with district administrations and health departments intensifying preparations to ensure successful implementation across the state. At a district task force meeting in Kohima, Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchim directed all subdivisions and concerned departments to extend full support for the program, which will be held from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. In Paran, Deputy Commissioner Hiazu Meru announced that immunization drives and awareness campaigns on polio, measles, rubella, HPV, and diarrhea will commence on the day. Administrative officers, village councils, urban local bodies, ASHA workers, and line departments have been tasked with creating awareness and mobilizing public participation. Meanwhile, the Mon District Task Force reviewed preparations for the polio round 2026. During the meeting, Eddie Simon, Pakong Pom called for coordinated efforts to achieve the goal of a polio-free district. And the Mokokchung District Bharat Scouts and Guides organized a one-day sports program under the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan Mojabi Futsal Turf Ground yesterday. It was held on the theme, Quit Drugs, Choose Sports. Students from five schools participated in the event, which featured a futsal competition for scouts and a penalty shootout for guides. Speaking on the occasion, IAS probationer Dr. Madhavi urged students to stay away from drugs and alcohol, saying substance abuse harms health and education. She encouraged them to take a positive pursuit such as sports and music and strive to become successful role models. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.